We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Welcome back, The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Jason Duda in with me. I'm Jeff Lutz. Theme this week, the songs from Tommy's favorite movies. This, of course, Kenny Loggins' I'm All Right from Caddyshack. Kenny Loggins, greatest soundtrack performer in the history of movies. He's got this. He's got Footloose, Highway to the Danger Zone. Those are three as iconic songs as you'll get from movies, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Obviously, Tommy is a very smart man. You know, you got the U.S. or the British Open happening right now.
The Open Championship.
The Open Championship. And he throws in Caddyshack. Of course. Why not? Right, Tommy?
That's brilliant.
Hey, it's smart man. Smart.
Speaking of brilliant, one of the great pitching minds in the United States of America, Anthony Capra, pitching coach for the Wingnuts, joins us today. Anthony, what's up?
What an introduction. I'm just half the radio city just turned off.
You guys better have a good performance tonight, Cap.
Yeah, you better. Yeah, exactly. You can't be out there giving up runs today after that.
Well, my brain's always working, so hopefully the guys are tuning in. But we'll see what happens here.
What have you learned, Cap, about pitching since you became a pitching coach? Because, you know, this is your first time coaching. You obviously don't know everything. You know a lot. You've got a lot of wisdom to pass along. But what have you learned the most about your job and about pitching in general as you've done it now into your second season?
The thing I've learned the most, honestly, is that less is more. You know, every guy is different, and every guy understands their own bodies and their own mechanics more than I do. So I've said this before, but I try to, and I enjoy staying out of guys' way. Letting them do their thing and just kind of making minor adjustments day to day if they need it. You know, like I said, everybody understands their own body more than I do. I can't feel what a guy's feeling. So when I ask a question, I'll ask questions when guys are throwing. If they miss a pitch or if they miss a spot, I'll say, what did you feel there? And they'll usually tell me, and then I can say, okay, I saw that or I didn't see that. And then I'll watch it the next pitch. So that's kind of been my deal these last couple of years is less is more and go do your own thing.
But don't you think, too, Cap, as you know, as a coach, but looking back to when you were playing, don't you think that sometimes a coach doesn't understand a certain player the way that they need to be understood to get the best out of them? And it's those little things like that can possibly help down the road?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and especially at this level, you know, usually it'll be the younger guys who will need those minor adjustments more than, you know, an older guy, like a guy like Travis Banmore, for example, for us. He's out dominating the league. I don't really mess around with him very much. I kind of let him do his thing, and I monitor him. Whereas, like a younger guy who maybe struggles with consistency, we will work together on things. But it's never, or I don't want to say never, it's usually not me bringing it up to them unless I see it repeatedly and I ask the questions. Usually I'll ask a question looking for them to answer what I already know. And if I don't get the answer I want, then I'll lead in with, okay, well, this is what I see. And usually guys are more receptive to that kind of approach, I feel like.
Anthony Capra, the Wichita Wingnuts pitching coach, joining us on the show today. Is Rafi Palmeiro in town this weekend with Cleburne? Did he make this trip?
He is in town. I think he might be dinged up a little bit. He didn't play last night, but I did see him in the dugout, and I'm not sure if we'll see him or not this year, but no, he's in town.
I get that we can make, you know, the jokes, the performance enhancing, but for 53 or however old this guy is, I think it's kind of incredible that he's playing professional baseball at any level. He looks amazing for his age or for any age. Do you share the same sentiments about Rafael Palmeiro?
I love it. I don't get why anybody would not want him to play and still have success, whether he's here, whether he's in affiliated ball, wherever he is. I think he's hitting 280 or 290. He's one of the best hitters on their team. He's getting his home run total back up there. You know, and part of that may be, guys, you know, they see Rafael Palmeiro step in the box, and it's like, oh, crap, that's Rafael Palmeiro, 600 home runs or whatever he's got, 3,000 hits. You know, it's he's one of the best of all time, so why wouldn't you enjoy seeing him here? It's awesome to see. And he's down to earth enough to where he talks to guys, and you know, he's not a superstar with a level of arrogance or you know, closed-offness to where you can't approach him. He's an open guy. He's cool to be around.
Hitting 291 with six homers and 105 at-bats. That's amazing. 942 OPS.
Right, yeah. So it's awesome to see. Why wouldn't you want to see that?
Yeah, well, I can't argue with you. I'm not arguing with you. I'll argue with Jeff, but I won't argue with you, Cap, when it comes to this.
If I had said the exact same thing, he'd be all over me. But
well,
since
exactly.
You said it, you know what you're talking about.
Well, you think? Of course he does. Hey, so you know, we're talking about Palmeiro and that sort of thing. Cap, who's the guy that you can remember or somebody that you played against or played with that's playing, say, in the majors right now that you remember or was a tough out for you as a pitcher coming up through the ranks?
Well, I'll take the easy route out on this one, Mike Trout.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Yeah, you know, I faced him, I think he was probably 18 or 19 at the time. I faced him in Double-A, and his first at bat, punched him out looking on an inside fastball, froze him on. There was like a 2-2 pitch, and I knew who he was. You know, everybody kind of knew who he was coming up, and I was like, yeah, I got him. He's nothing. And I think his next at bat, he hit an inside the park home run off the wall, so he kind of bounced back quickly off that one. But yeah, you know, and it's funny you say that because we were just talking about this on this last road trip. I was, you know, it's kind of something pitchers do, say, you know, who's the best guy that you struck out or who's in your book. And, you know, I've got a lot of guys in my book. I've got Trout, I've got Harper, I've got, you know, Miguel Tejada and Manny Ramirez. But Trout was one of the ones that every time I faced him, it was an absolute battle for me to try and get him out. He had more success than he had failure. So that's probably why he is where he is and I'm where I am.
Wait, you struck out Manny Ramirez?
I did, and it was an extended spring training. We were both with the A's at the time, and I struck him out. So that nice. Was kind of a, you know, fun feather in the cap kind of thing for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Anthony Capper, our guest, Wingnuts pitching coach. You brought up Mike Trout, and you've been in the press box a couple of years ago when you'd been injured with the Wingnuts, and you know the kind of frivolity and just inane conversations we have, but these are the kind of the thought exercises that I go through. I'm looking at the Pecos League. Last year, just the first team I clicked on, it's a team called Alpine Cowboys. They had a young man named Crisford Adames who hit .426 in 244 bats. What would Mike Trout hit in the Pecos League, which is essentially the lowest level of professional baseball? Is he an 800 hitter in the Pecos League? What does he hit?
The number that jumped out at me would be about 700 or 750.
At least.
You know, he's going to get himself out just because baseball is kind of cruel like that once in a while. But, yeah, he's on a different planet when it comes to this game. So him in the Pecos League, you know, he's probably going to have 400 stolen bases that every record ever known to man. But yeah, he wouldn't have much trouble.
How many pitchers would he literally kill?
All of them.
So since we're on the Mike Trout saga here, what do you think about all this stuff over the All-Star break about him and they need to market him better? I don't think he's one of the guys that really wants it. And do you think that that's a problem for baseball?
I think there is a problem with Major League Baseball with the way they market players. But if he doesn't want to be marketed like that, so be it. I mean, that's his choice. If he wants to be more of an under the radar superstar, good for him. You know, some people don't want the attention, and you know, not to say that he couldn't handle it, but some people can't handle the attention, so that's why they don't want it. I think he definitely can because for who he is and how he plays the game, he gets all kinds of attention. But if he doesn't want to be splashed across billboards and commercials all the time, then, you know, that is what it is. But I think Major League Baseball doesn't do justice to some of their better players. I think they pick a few guys and run with them, you know, like every sport does. But, you know, Major League Baseball has enough superstars that they could market.
Anthony Capper joining us for a couple more moments. Off for 17 days on the road coming up after the end of this home series against Cleburne. You packing for that yet? That's something you always, I imagine, have to dread.
I'm absolutely dreading it. It gets a little tougher every year that you're in this league to go on the road for that long. So, you know, reminding yourself how to pack for 17 days straight on the road. I'm actually going to go. Me and my girlfriend are going to go to a lake for a couple days before we got those 2 days off, and I'm going to recharge my batteries a little bit before that grind, because it's absolutely difficult to go on the road for that long and, you know, be on a bus and be away from home, especially, you know, like myself, I live here, so I get to sleep in my own bed when I'm here. Makes it a little bit tougher to be away from that. But, you know, that's kind of not the turning point, but it's kind of where you figure out where you are as a team, really, and who you are and where you're going to kind of stand going into the playoffs right here. Now, we're in a tight one right now, so I think we've done pretty well on the road. So hopefully we can continue that. I mean, we're going to have to with the length of that and just the grind that it is.
So, Cap, I hope I'm not stepping on Duda's question here, but we just made a bet regarding the Cleveland Browns. I have them in the playoffs. That's a drum. That's a drum that I've been beating now for a couple months at least. I like their roster. I think they have a good team on paper. We'll see how it translates. But the bet is if the Browns don't make the playoffs, I buy him lunch. And if they do make the playoffs, since that's far more unlikely, it seems, we're going to go on a double date with our wives, and he's picking up the tab. How do you think that one's going to shake out?
I think the stakes are fair. I think you're better than that, Jeff.
Come on, look at their team, Cap.
Yeah, you can't go from 0-16 to making the playoffs.
You can if you add.
According to Jeff, you can, Cap. You can it's easy.
You can if you add Taylor, Mayfield.
Taylor and Mayfield, say that again.
Gordon.
Without laughing.
Gordon for a whole year, Jarvis Landry, Carlos Hyde, Nick Chubb, and you have Duke Johnson and David Njoku and another good tight end who's named. But yes, you can.
You know they have to play defense too, right?
Their defense is fine.
Cap,
I get where you're going, and they have made improvements. I think they'll probably make a decent jump. I would say the number of wins the Super Bowl would be five.
Six and ten would be a huge improvement.
that'd be a massive improvement, but I just don't see it happening. Especially not, you know, Tyrod Taylor. He's okay, but Baker Mayfield has a lot to learn, and Carlos Hyde doesn't do much for me. I like Landry, and I like Gordon if he can stay healthy, but to go from 0-16 to even six wins is
going
to be asking.
But they're going from literally nothing at quarterback to Tyrod Taylor, who's had some success in the league. So that's a huge upgrade. Regardless of how good Tyrod Taylor actually is, they're upgrading by infinity percent just by having him behind center.
0% to 12 is not great, Jeff.
Well, and I love your passion for it.
Thank you.
That's what it's all about. Take the leap of faith. I mean, text me off the air here, and we'll get our own bet going.
Oh yeah, exactly. Talk about leaping.
Sounds good, man. Well, we appreciate it. Was that going to be your question?
Well, that was it. Plus the fact that Cap, you didn't call me back. We got to go golfing yet, man.
Hey, as soon as we get off this road trip, we'll make it happen. I've got some passes we can use, so we'll go out.
So I got to wait a month?
You only got to wait a month.
It's got to be cooler.
That's true.
We'll actually make it in 2019 because we've been talking about this for a year. But you do absolutely need to make that happen. We'll get out there and do it.
Happy days, buddy.
All right, Cap, good luck tonight. We'll see you later. Thanks for your time as always.
All right, guys, appreciate it.
All right, see ya. Quick debrief there, since that's your job on the show.
It's Cap. I love Cap. He's a great guy. He knows what he's talking about. He's a great dude. I hope he lands on his feet after this, you know, with the season. And obviously the Wingnut's not going to be back here. I hope he finds himself somewhere, because he's one of those guys that I kind of cheer for and hope things work out for him.
There you go. We'll take a break right now. Coming back and talking to Benny in Wisco.
This should be interesting.
Does that mean anything to anybody? Maybe
it means
nothing
to me.
But he finished fifth in the Smack Off today on the Jim Rome Show. It was heard right here on KFH and on many other hundreds of affiliates around the United States. And Benny in Wisco is a luminary on that show. We'll talk to him when we return. Stay with us. Jason Duda, Jeff Luce, The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.